Good morning and welcome, 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 welcome to our Community Connection, and it is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K1. And I have Rachel in here with us from Elder Care, and we get to meet with you just about every month, and I really like that. I always look forward to what you got to bring to the table. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good, but I understand that folks my age and a little bit older might want to have spend a little time with you and get something that they might need this season, and that would be the flu vaccine.
That's right.
So what do we got going on here?
So, well, I started working at Elder Care in April, mm-hmm. so I am still kind of learning all of this and kind of learning our schedule and our routine of things.
Yeah.
And I was warned ahead of time that October is a very busy time for Elder Care. We have our annual flu shot clinic every Tuesday in October.
Mm-hmm.
So we have quite a few people come through our doors. And,
I bet.
You know, we do offer the regular flu vaccine, but the one that is really encouraged for people who are 65 and older, which is a good majority of our clients that come through, is the flu zone high dose. And so that is something that is encouraged for those who are going to be out and just are going to be getting the flu vaccine to maybe just go ahead and get that high dose as a preventative.
And really, we do have seniors that are more and more active these days. They just don't roll away for the winter in yes. cocoon or hibernate. They're out there doing things. So this is very important.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. This is a bit of a stronger one, right?
Yes.
The higher dose. And tell me what this does.
So the flu zone vaccine actually has four times the amount of antigens.
Oh, good.
So it is, it's got a lot of immune boosters in there. So that way, you know, whenever, if you do kind of come into contact with someone with the flu or you do get the flu,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's going to compromise your immune system, especially as you're older. You're at a really high risk to suffer from some side effects from that, not just the flu, but if your immune system is down, you're more likely to suffer from some side effects that'll come with that. So this just has immune boosters in it, and it's going to just be a higher dose. So that way you are just a little bit more protected.
And once again, this is very highly proven too.
Yes, there are more clinical studies on this one. So it's just something that our actual physician over at Elder Care, Dr. Gerald,
mm-hmm.
this is the flu shot that he offers in his clinic, and this is the one that he endorses for Elder Care to use. So it is kind of top of the line there, and very highly suggested that you get that one.
So this is every Tuesday?
Tuesday in October.
Huh.
So we have from 9 to noon, we have the morning session, and then you can come back 1 to 4, and you can come back for the afternoon session. And we've got door prizes, and we've got the popcorn machine going, and Jennifer and I are out there mingling with everyone, getting to know everybody, and it's a lot of fun.
I bet it is. Now, you're located out there on Swan Drive, right?
Yes, we are.
And just beyond Green Country Senior Village, correct?
Yes, yeah. We're right next to it, right next door. We're on 1223 Swan Drive.
Very good, very good. Mm-hmm. I understand we have another thing coming up, and it's called the balance screening, and you can kind of get a twofer, can't you, on this one?
You can. So our free balance screening is offered all the time, all year round in our physical therapy department. We do encourage you to call ahead to schedule one, but whenever you are out getting your flu shot in October, we have people who are just readily available to go ahead and do that screening for you. So you can come on down, get your flu shot, and then swing over to physical therapy and get a free balance screening.
What takes place here with the balance screening? Do you walk with a book on the top?
I know. You know, actually, I don't know very much about the process.
Okay.
I just know that it's about 10 to 15 minutes long.
Okay.
And, you know, some people might think, I don't fall. I don't have any issues. So I don't really see what the point is. But we're trying to encourage, especially our, you know, clients that come through that are 65 and older, mm-hmm. of course, because health risk with falling are just, you know, it's scary. So we just kind of want to prevent that being an issue for someone. So we just encourage that for you to look at it as a preventative measure. You know, like you get an eye exam every year, you get your hearing checked, you get, just look at it as a preventative. So just
the best maintenance is preventive maintenance.
Exactly. So when you come every October to Elder Care, which we hope that you do,
uh-huh.
you will swing down to the physical therapy department and get your yearly balance screening because, you know, this year you might look great and that's wonderful, but then next year you may go and you might notice that you may be struggling a little bit. So they can send some exercises home with you as, you know, just to maintain what you're at, prevent you from falling, kind of just make sure that you're safe, make sure that you're doing what you need to do.
Very nice. We're talking with Rachel, and she's with Elder Care. It's 8:38, and this is K1 at AM 1400 and FM 93.3. talking about some of the things that are going on with the elder care. We do have speech therapy, and what's this loud crowd?
So
is this a party going on? I don't know. It's going to be.
It's going to sound like one.
Okay.
So I know that you and I have talked about this before. We just launched speech therapy. And our speech therapist is doing wonderful. Her name is Abby. And, you know, I have to say, just on a side note, I have to go down and take pictures of her working with clients, mainly for our website and for social media. And almost, if they are able to communicate with me, they will. But if a loved one is there with them, it never fails. Someone talks about how wonderful Abby is and how she has already made such a difference. And I think that really speaks volumes. You know, she's been there since July, and already she's made such a big impact. So I think that's really exciting for her. So that's just a little side note. Mm-hmm. Just kind of wanted to throw that in there.
But is she working with the clients that may have had their speech altered due to a mishap or a medical situation?
Yes. So what she is specialized in a speak out program. And so that is mainly for those who have Parkinson's and dealing with any of the communication issues that they may have, whether it be, you know, hearing or being able to speak properly, communicate effectively. So that is a session that she offers with Parkinson's members and or Parkinson's people who have had Parkinson's. And once that is completed, once that session has been completed, they have a group therapy session. And that is the Loud Crowd. And so that is for everybody who has been through Speak Out. They will go to Loud Crowd. And
they celebrate a little. They better be celebrating because now they're communicating better.
Yes, yeah. I've actually heard some of the Speak Out stuff. And that is the stuff that they go over. It's really interesting. And it is. It's really loud. So I can't imagine what a group is going to sound like. It's going to be kind of like what you said, like a party.
Well, you know, going into it, I can imagine how these folks might feel after they've had their speech impaired by things beyond their control. Yeah. The frustration. Yeah. All they want to do is communicate. All they want to do is just, you know, convey something.
Yes.
And it's locked in the brain, but it has difficulty coming out of the mouth.
She said that's actually a very common thing. They think that they're saying something else, or they think that the volume is normal when it's actually a whisper or it's a completely different word. So she deals with a very wide range of frustrations for different reasons. So this is, you know, not just the exercises, but also hopefully this will build a sense of community amongst those who may be kind of dealing with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really exciting. That is going to start being every Monday from 11 to, I believe, 12. Mm-hmm. And so our first one's going to launch on October 14th. And this will be our first group session. It's going to be a little bit more like an open house style, which is kind of exciting because we're encouraging the community to come out. And they may not be interested in participating, but they just want to see what it's about, what speech therapy is about, see our physical therapy department, or see elder care. So we're really excited about that. Just open house, come and go, come meet Abby, come ask her any questions that you have. Stop by and grab Jennifer or I if you want to see the building or you want to talk about any of the programs. We're going to be happy to help you.
Well, at Elder Care, it seems like you're opening doors all the time.
Yes.
And you also have a lot of opportunities, and you call them golden opportunities.
We do. Yeah. Yes.
Let's talk about some of these. These are actually kind of fun.
They are. So I just happen to have a brochure.
You just happen to have the brochure you put together with your own little hand.
Yes.
And it really looks nice, everything. I might say.
There you go. So
hold it up so the people on Facebook Live can see it. There you go. Wonderful, wonderful. There you go.
All right. So I'm not going to read everything in the brochure.
Because there's so many.
There is. And also, we really want people to come by and get the brochure for themselves.
There you go.
So
we're just going to give you a little bit of a tease, as they say, in the business. What do we have?
All right. So the ones that people are most excited about are trips. Obviously, that is probably the most popular thing that we offer for golden opportunities. So the first one, they're going to be heading down to Shoto. And they're going to be having lunch over a little Amish restaurant. And I don't know much about the restaurant. I haven't even seen pictures, but I hear that this is a favorite. And this is a trip that's requested every year. And so when we put this out in the brochure, I know that it went over very well and everyone was very excited.
You want to talk about some very traditional type of,
yes,
of food. This is pretty much the textbook on it.
And, yes.
And almost like gourmet guide to it.
Yeah. It's a favorite for sure. And then they're going to be stopping at one of the bakeries there. I believe it's called Nettie Ann's. And so they're going to be stocking up on some goods to bring home, which again is also requested with this trip. So
you got to get some nibbles, you know, you got to bring home some nibbles.
That's right.
There you go.
So that's a really important one. And then our next one that we're going to be doing is, everyone's going to be heading down to Bricktown. This is in November. And then we're going to stop and see the National Cowboy and Western Museum. So that's going to be really exciting. I absolutely love going to Oklahoma City anytime that I can. So I'm really excited about this one.
My daughter lives there, and I've been to Bricktown a few times. And I got to tell you, it changes just a little bit every time I go there.
Yeah.
There's always something that's been added or just slightly changed. So don't, you know, you can't say been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Yeah, you kind of have to keep going because
right.
There are always some neat little touches that have been added.
There is something to see every time. And the last time I was there, I saw some carriage rides. And I'm going to see if I can drag some people on a carriage ride with me and kind of see if I can get that going. But I think we're going to eat barbecue that afternoon and just kind of explore Bricktown. So it's going to be really fun.
Say hi to Toby Keith for me. He hangs around there every now and then.
Right? Yeah. So that's going to be an exciting trip. I'm looking forward to that one. This will be my second trip to go on with Golden Opportunities. So I am kind of getting excited to be a little chaperone there for them. So like I said, I'm going to drag some people in a carriage ride with me.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And you can pick up the brochure right there at Elder Care. And
front
tell them
desk.
Remind them where
so
you are.
So we are over at 1223 Swan mm-hmm. Drive. And just come right through the front door and you can ask for a Golden Opportunities brochure and we will get one for you.
All right. We also have Community Voices, and that's been very interesting. There's been some very, I would say, wide and diverse conversations there.
That's the whole point of it. We definitely strive to have a variety of topics. So Monday, we're going to have Community Voices, like you said, and that'll be at 10 o'clock in the morning. It goes from 10 to 11, and our speaker is Debbie Halpin from Hopestone, and that is a cancer support organization here in town. And the topic is kind of, you know, it's tough. It's about cancer and how it affects your life, whether it be if you've been diagnosed or a loved one has. You know, cancer is something that affects everyone in one way or another. You know, whether it's, you know, someone whose loved one is suffering. So you're there for your friend or you're there for a loved one. It touches everyone. So this is just going to be kind of a... what do you do after you've been diagnosed? How can you, you know, because there's going to be things that you feel, things that you think. It's okay to feel those things. It's okay to talk about them. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be scared. Here are some resources for you. She's going to go over that. Going to go over diet. And not just for you if you've been diagnosed, but also for someone who, you know, maybe looking at it as a preventative, not that you can exactly textbook prevent that, just some changes that you can modify your life by and hope that you know, decreases your chances. And she's just going to go over a lot of information, also talk about what Hopestone offers for our community. So we're really excited about that. It's a sad topic to discuss, but it's something that does need to be discussed because
important.
It affects so many.
So many, and it's so universal.
Yes.
And I like the fact that it's being brought out into the open because there are so many people who just, I don't want to talk about it.
No, absolutely.
I just don't want to talk about it. And probably the best thing you could do is to find somebody who's been through it and talk about it.
Right.
Yeah. So very, very good. How can we find you on the World Wide Webs?
Mm-hmm. So our Facebook page is obviously the first one that we want to suggest just because we have so much information. Even with Community Voices, we have an event page for that. There's videos, there's information, and every Community Voices has an event page.
And so everybody's on Facebook.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So we really encourage you to check out our Facebook page first. And any new changes, anything, any new programming, that's all going to be on Facebook. But if you don't want to be on Facebook or you just don't want to check us out, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't, but www.abouteldercare.org is going to be where you'd find us.
Very good. Rachel, it's always a pleasure having you in here. We've always got some great things. And we do want to remind everybody again about the flu shots.
Yes.
I almost forgot because that's very important. And those are Tuesdays?
Every Tuesday in October. And the CDC does recommend that you kind of, mm-hmm. you know, if you can, if you're comfortable with waiting to mid to late October to get your flu shot, just so that flu shot can last you the bulk of that flu season that's kind of coming up to do that. Some people don't. Some people already have it. And it's hard not to jump out and go get it because you hear so many things on the news. But mm-hmm. just be mindful if you can hold out to that last week of or second or last week of October to get your high dose vaccine. it's pretty beneficial. Just kind of helps get you through that last part.
Tuesdays right there at Elder Care. Morning sessions, afternoon sessions, and a balanced screening in between.
That's right. And we want to see you there. Come get some popcorn. Come in for our door prize and just come hang out and talk to us.
Well, very good. Thank you very much, Rachel.
Yeah.
All right, Rachel with Elder Care right here on our Community Connection on K1. Right now it is 8:49, and our Community Connection has been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.